WAPD. You're lighting it up, Tom, but I can't hear you. WAPD.
KKKJL.
How are you doing? We're over here by Milford, heading towards Eaton Rapids, I think.
Fires at 26 and Van Dyke.
Are you fixing things today or relaxing?
I'm in. And I are going through the store right now. Is Marion coming with you on Sunday morning?
No, she's got a yard sale or garage sale that she's at her parents' house that's been scheduled for quite a while. Otherwise, she would.
Gotcha. No.
Try it again. For some reason, you're broken.
Five just. You can still hear me, okay?
I cannot. I'm only catching about 50%.
Change.
That's 25%. I'm sure it's on your end. I got all my bars are lit up. Shows I'm on the Novi Tower.
KJL, how's it going, Dave?
Pretty good. I'm just testing the auto running. Just testing the manual running. So, you have on yours? Auto roams, this one's like I can click a button and do a one time run, find the repeater.
Oh, that sounds like fun. You're a little choppy, but I got that you're messing around with the repeater, so.
Here, I'll try over on my hotspot. Is this better?
Much better. I'm on an HD over in Shelby Township. I'm in a different vehicle today, so I got this new MG1701, so. Giving it a run for its money.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite radios. It doesn't have a USB-C battery, but at least the charger, I think, if I remember correctly, comes with like a USB connection, so you can like put it on it and connect it to USB. But yeah, that's one of my favorite radios.
So far, I'm pretty impressed by it.
Yeah, I hope somebody picks up that Open GD77 development. I don't know what's the story there. It seems like it's like they were having trouble with their website, and they got all frustrated, and they took everything down, and I don't know if they're coming back. But the latest software still works on the stuff, so it's not a big deal.
Yeah, same here. I saw that when I was logging into it. I'm like, oh, that's kind of odd. But I was able to find the links and everything, and the links worked. So I'm a happy camper. I got the latest GD77 downloaded, a host file, and something else I had to download, firmware. So, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, perfect. So now you're a professional at the Open GD77. You can teach everybody else how to do it. but yeah, cool. No, I really like that Open GD77. I mean, it kind of like makes it. Well, I mean, once you get it installed on the radio, I think that's the hardest part is getting it installed. But once it's installed, everything is just so simple.
Well, it's a lot better than Baofeng original. Software. This one's a lot more easier to navigate.
Yeah, there's one nitpick I have with it. On analog, it seems to make, it adds a hum to your signal. It's not that obnoxious, but once you hear it once, then your brain can't stop hearing it. And so, but it's not a big deal. Honestly, it's not a big deal. It's so far in the background. But it's there, and you can tell when somebody's using that radio. It's just a characteristic, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I heard that this morning. I use it on my open spot. I'm like, there's a little bit of a buzz. So, but I got other radios for my Note, so I'm not too worried about it. I'm just messing around with this one right now. Each way, you got to play with it.
Oh, I was talking about analog when you're on, one of the analog repeaters. On digital, it sounds great. There's no hum or anything. on digital. It's just when you try to use it with a regular repeater. But yeah, we all have like multiple radios that we can use for other things. But for DMR, I mean, that thing's great. And you can bump the power all the way down for when you're on a hot spot and things like that. So very cool that you got that working.
Yeah, it's a good radio. Like I said, I'm hitting the Mount Clemens tower with, you know, with it. So when I went inside Myers at 26 and Van Dyke, I got kind of sketchy with Wally. And then I heard you squawking out here. So we'll see how it does when I get inside of Walmart. So I'll give a trip up when I get in there. So let me turn your final, Casey.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, I'm on the Bofang DM32, the other one that everybody's playing with. So, all right, we'll talk to you later. KFADA.
KFADA.
WAVD. Hey, Tom, did you make it home?
I think he stepped into Walmart.
Yeah, that volume down.
Hey, yes, that all right, monitoring.
Is it all right, KCK Joe? How's it going, Brian?
Hey, Kid Joe. How you doing, KCK Joe? This is KZRI. KCK Joe, you copy?
Yep. I was just switching hands. I'm driving and going shopping, and then we're going to go see my mother-in-law in the hospital and finish up the day at home.
Yeah, we've been doing that hospital thing, too, with people. You know, it's been a year since we've been up north to my house, and every time a holiday comes up, somebody gets sick or dies or needs an operation or something. I haven't been able to get up there in a year. We're on the way up there, though, finally, right now. Maybe I shouldn't even be telling you this, but we're on the way.
I know nothing. I hear nothing, so let's not jinx it. Yeah, we were supposed to go to my mother-in-law's for Thanksgiving yesterday, and she ended up going into the hospital the night before. With what they thought was pneumonia, but she couldn't breathe. The pulse ox was down, so they're keeping her over the weekend.
Hope she does better. Yeah, that's kind of difficult. I hope she does better. We'll pray for her. Hey, are you going to be by the radio today?
On and off, absolutely. Yeah, I'll be around the radio. Why, you want to test going up north in the different sites?
Well, I was going to try with Brian, K8, BTD, did as he was going up to Yale the other day. He ran through all the repeaters on roaming. So I have mindset on roaming right now, and I was wondering maybe you could come back to me a couple of times.
Not a problem. You should be good up in the Pecani and north. You might get a little bit of signal loss, but you should pick it up right away. That's usually what happens to me.
Well, if that Mayo station is working, if the Mayo repeater is working?
To the best of my knowledge, I haven't heard anything from Fred or Jeff on it, but I'm pretty sure it's worked. It's operational.
Yeah, we're just a little bit north of that Mayo station. We're out there between Alpena and Gaylord. So it's right on the fringe edge of the Mayo repeater, so I'm curious to see how that works. Okay, well, thanks for coming back to me, Cujo. We will talk to you later. 73, this is K8ZRI out.
Sounds good. Drive safe. K8ZRI 73 from KCHKJ.
KCHKGO. KCHKGO. K-E-A-Z-R-I. K-C-A-K-T-O. K-C-A-K-J-O. K-E-A-Z-R-I. K-C-A-K-G-O. K-C-A-K-G-O. K-E-A-Z-R-I.
This is K-E-A-R-U-H.
K-E-A-R-U-H, go.
You're calling out multiple times. Wanted to make sure you're good. And I know you're looking for Tom, but just wanted to make sure you weren't calling for anything important other than to talk to Tom.
Well, K-E-A-R-U-H, thank you very much. Is this Anthony?
It is.
Hello, Anthony. My name is Brian. No, I wasn't trying to get a hold of him for anything important other than we're on the way up north, and I was trying out this radio, trying to see if it was doing roaming, and it's not doing the roaming. I don't have it set up right, and yeah, I think I'm on the Flint repeater right now. And I was just going to call him periodically to see how it, you know, it worked up, you know, worked going up north. I'm heading up to Gaylor.
Heading into the belly of the beast. There's quite the snowstorm that's happening up that way.
Snowstorm? What snowstorm? I think they're going to get 4 inches, though. Are they going to get more than that?
They are. I think Grayling's getting more than them, but I think they're going to continue to get snow again tomorrow.
Yeah, well, we're used to dealing with the snow. We're snowmobilers, but, yeah, we'll just play it safe. If I got to take another day off, you know, to go into work late, I can take a day off.
W8SCV.
8SCV, go. All right, Anthony, we'll let W8SCV go ahead, and I'm just going to monitor here. 73, thanks for coming back to me. And this is KE8ZRI out.
See you soon. I'll be listening. Keep calling out. See what you can do. I'd be interested to see how far you get because I head up to Gaylord often.
Yeah. See you later, Anthony.
Thanks, monitoring.
KE8RUH. KE8RUH. KE8ZRI. KE8RUH. KE8RUH. KE8ZRI.
Hi, how you doing? You on to the next repeater? Where you at?
Yeah, I'm manually switching through the repeaters. I'm now at Frankenmuth.
What repeater are you hitting in Frankenmuth?
I don't know. It's the MI5 Siemen repeater for DMR.
Yeah, I just didn't know if you knew exactly which one you were hitting.
Copy that.
And I don't know what else you said. I didn't, I think I might have missed part of your transmission.
Okay, again, we're at the Frankenmuth repeater. It's the MI5 CMEN, the Siemen repeater system, the DMR repeater.
Copy that. Cool. Keep updating me as you go. I'll try to keep a radio on here. KE8RUH.
Nancy, thanks a lot. KE8RUH. This is KE8ZRI 73, and we're on the side.
KCKJO, statewide one.
KKGO, KE8ZRI.
KE8ZRI, KCKJO. How you doing up there, Brian?
Doing pretty good. I was calling you, but you didn't come back. My roaming is not working. I'm having to manually go through the repeaters. I'm at Frankenmuth right now on the Frankenmuth repeater. Soon to switch the base city over.
You have the XPR4550, correct? What mobile do you have that does the roaming? I have the Motorola.
I got this. I call it my itty-bitty radio. It's the Radiodity DD, you know, Delta Bravo 25-D-Delta, DD25D. It's a little tiny radio. It fits in the palm of your hand, does 20 watts. Over.
Okay, so it has the roam feature on it also?
It has a roam feature, but I don't think I set it up right. There's supposed to be a roaming list, I guess, you're supposed to make. I'm not sure. You know, this is a brand-new radio, and all this stuff is new to me, so I'm still playing around.
Well, if I have a spare day when you come back down next week, I'm not sure where you live at, but I can always pop over there and see if we can figure it out real quick.
Yeah, I live in Mount Clemens off of North River Road. Yeah.
Ah, okay. Well, that's not too far. My daughter's shop is down the street, so we can figure out something. It shouldn't be too difficult.
Yeah, I don't think it's that difficult. I just need to take a look at it. I didn't expect to be making this trip up here, so I didn't spend enough time setting it up. But it does VHF and UHF also. I'm coming up to the bridge, the Milwaukee Bridge right now.
Well, you're coming in pretty good on 20 watts on the Frankenmuth. Probably when you get further up, I think Pekanning is up there. Some of them share the same frequency, so see how far you can press up there. I'll be around.
I was just eating when you called me.
Okay, yes. Anthony came back to me, KDARUH, and I'll give you guys a call when I hit the Bay City repeater and also when I hit Pin County. Now, I might be losing you around there, but maybe not. I don't know. Maybe we can make it to Mile. Okay, 73, thanks for coming back to me. We'll talk to you later, KDARI on the site.
KDARI sounds good, 73 for now. Drive safe, stay safe. KDO clear.
KDO and KDARUH. This is KDARI on the Bay City repeater, over.
KDARUH coming in loud and clear.
Awesome, thanks Anthony. KDO, KDARUH, this is KDARI, I just hit the pin counting repeater, over.
KDARI, this is KF8DPZ, I copy you on the pin counting repeater.
Thanks a lot, DPZ. Yep, we're up here, and I'm the pin counting one, so Mount Clemens all the way to pin counting.
Copy that. I've been listening. The next repeater you're going to be able to hit is going to be Mile. We may lose you in between the two. They're about 60 miles apart.
Yeah, I thought I heard something about the Mile repeater was down a while ago. I don't know. Did you hear anything about that?
No, I did not. So I don't know if that one's active or not. But like I said, that is going to be the next available one. When I headed south a few weeks back down into Ohio, we were checking out how far we could get, you know, headed towards the Ohio border. John and I gave up talking to each other about 10 miles from the state border, talking through the Detroit repeater. So that was a range of 30-some miles. It's fair to say you should probably get that off the Pin County repeater, but we may lose you after that. And simply because you're going to be like, at that point, you'll be like halfway in between. We may be able to pick you up off my repeater if it is working. If you get it programmed in, switch into that one and try anyways. But at this point, I would also suggest checking in every few miles until we lose you. Copy?
Okay, roger that. Yep, will do. This thing has roaming on it, but I didn't set it up properly, so I'm just manually switching through. So, yep, I'll switch through the other repeater in Miles soon. Okay, thank you, DPZ. W8DPZ, this is W8ZRI in Merwar Monitoring.
All right, copy that. Safe travels. KF8DPZ Monitoring.
This is VRI, Brian. This is KE8LAX. Just wanted to announce that I'm now monitoring.
Okay, great. KE8LAX, good deal, Dean. Okay, we're up here in the pin counting repeater, and I don't know where we are, but we're somewhere near pin counting.
Sounds good. I don't know if you're going to a cabin or something along those lines, but I am curious around those areas, especially because, like, Indian River, my family has a cabin, and I'm kind of curious if when I go up there, if I would be able to hit things. So I've been using your experiment and the other Brian's experiment to see how well I can do going up. Over.
Yeah, well, Brian, the other Brian, he had to go west, you know, on 10. So he got out of this repeater range. This will be totally new, I think, for me to, you know, to go all the way up. I'm going up to Atlanta, which is between Gaylord and Alpena. So we'll see how far we can get. This would be great. My place is a little bit south of Indian River. So, we'll see how it does.
Sounds good. Safe travels. I'll say 73s, and I'll remain monitoring. This is Kilo Echo 8, Lima, Alpha X-ray.
Thanks, Dean. Kitty Yank's NRI monitoring.
Next while. Listening.
Just crossed the Pinconning River on Pinconning Road, heading north. KEA-ZRI out.
Stay safe, KCKJO.
KEA-ZRI testing the headset. I don't know if it has a microphone on it. Can anybody hear me? Over.
KEA-ZRI, KEA-LAX. Yes, we have a copy.
Good here, Brian. KCKJO.
Yep, I've got you too, Brian. I can hear you just fine.
Oh, thanks. That's at 23, which goes off to Standish. We're at I-55 and 23.
Hey,
ZRI monitor.
Hey, Brian, just out of curiosity, what is your current power setting, KEA-LAX?
I set it to the maximum, which is 20 watts, but it might be as high as 25 watts. I just bring my power meter with me. Yeah, I set it to the maximum there because I didn't know if I was getting through there for you.
Copy that. 20 to 25 watts. Appreciate it. That was just for reference. Getting it.
The radio's not getting warm. It didn't turn the fan on.
Yeah, well, the nice thing is this trip also lets you get to put your equipment through the paces. So that's also a good thing.
Roger that. There's a little bit of snow on the side of the road. It's not on the highway yet, but there's a little tiny bit of snow on the grass. We are somewhere around the Sterling. KEA-ZRI reporting.
Copy on your report, Brian. KEA-LAX monitoring.
Okay, we're coming up to the Algier Rose City exit, which is 33, and it runs up the mile. And on to Gaylord. Not Gaylord. You know, between Alpena and Gaylord. So we're coming up to M33. It's mile marker 202 on Interstate I-75. KEA-ZRI monitoring.
KEA-ZRI, KEA-LAX. Copy, Rose City, Alger 202. The in-laws live right off that exit. That's also good to know because I haven't used DMR over there. But you're getting in real good. KEA-LAX.
A little bit more snow and grass.
And hey, is that all right? You're coming in pretty clear there, KJKGO.
Roger that, Cujo. Thank you. A little bit more snow in the grass. We're off 33, coming up to M55. Over.
32 off at 55. Gotcha. KJKGO.
M33 and 55. I don't know. Am I still making it, guys?
KEA-ZRI. Sound good, Brian. KJKGO.
KEA-ZRI monitoring.
KEA-ZRI, KEA-LAX, which repeater are you on?
I'm still on the Pinconning repeater, but I think it's going to die out pretty soon.
Copy that, standing by, KEA-LAX.
You know, anybody want to set all these repeaters up?
Go again. You dropped out a little bit of your transmission. Go again.
Okay, we're coming up to the top of the hill. I was wondering if Sean set all these repeaters up, over.
That I'm not sure. I'll leave that question to somebody that would better know.
Negative. These are all part of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. That's Jeff, Fred, and Randy.
Awesome. They just did a wonderful job.
They just
did such an awesome job. KEA-ZRI monitor.
KCKGO. KEA-ZRI, KCKGO, doing up there, Brian.
Well, I'm going to guess the myope repeater is probably down.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, because it's not out there. By the way, I have that same radio that he's using, and I got roaming to work on it, but it's kind of weird.
Maybe when he gets back down, Dave, maybe email them or something like that. Maybe give them some
like a checklist or something. That's how I got my open spot to work, not my open spot, but my all-star to work, is a little bit of help from John 88OD and Wally, W8DD, and now she's up and running.
Yeah, I might shoot him an email if he's good on QRZ. What was I going to say? Yeah, I think it's just better to put the repeaters in and then switch them manually. It seems to work better with that, unless you've got like one of the Motorola radios.
Well, that's how I do it on my HD and on my 9600, my MV9600. You know, I just flip it between which one I'm at and I know which one I'm close to.
Yeah, because for example, in this DB25, you have to dedicate the radio, basically. You have to turn on and off the roaming. You can't do anything else with it but roam on the statewide one. You couldn't, like, scan the analog repeaters and stuff like that at the same time.
And that's the Radiodity?
Yes, that little guy. I got it on a, they had, like, a clearance sale going on, so it's, like, I think I got it for, like, $150 instead of its normal price. But it only does 15 watts. So, you know, the difference between 15 and 20 isn't that much, but it's not doing what it's advertised. It does, like, 15 watts on UHF. The 25 watts is on VHF.
Yeah, that's what I like about my Linko. It's 50-50. You know, on VHF and UHF, that was one of the other selling points. And I like it.
Yeah, and as Sean mentioned the other day, having a 50-watt radio means that you can put it at 25 watts, and it won't burn it up. All right, I'll go on the side here in case he appears. But hopefully he gets to where he's going, KFAX.
Sounds like a plan. I'm almost to my destination also, so I'll be on about 73 on your final KCKGO.
Yep, that was it. KFAX.
This is Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray. Brian, KE8ZRI, sent me a message and said that he does not think the Mio repeater is working. He can't hit it, and he lost us at Rose City. This is KE8LAX.
KE8LAX from KE8WUO.
Oh, long time no here. How are you today, John?
I've been good. I've been grinding real hard trying to get this add-in coming along and kind of just putting the head down and getting work done at work so I can get out early and work on ARPSC stuff that I find actually is more fun than work stuff. It's really interesting. I got a lot of good progress, so I'm pretty happy with the way things are going, and then Thanksgiving hit, so yeah, I've been busy, but Thanksgiving was good. Turkey was delicious. I got a fresh, never frozen turkey from work, which is always nice. Thanksgiving gathering was awesome, and I will be there Sunday. Over to you, KE8WUO.
Sounds good. I'm working on some of those photos we took. Things got really busy around here too. And okay. Also, are you I know that Dave had mentioned something about and I seen your message about going down to Blue Goose. Is that something you're definitely doing?
I think it's gonna have to be tentative. Because our meeting takes priority that day. So if there, and then it has a pretty wide time frame for that meeting at Blue Goose. So if worse comes to worse, I just might show up, you know, fashionably late. But for the most part, I would like to, but I can't say for sure.
Copy that. Yeah, yeah. I'm kind of in the same boat. If I can make it, I can make it.
But I will be at breakfast, so I'll catch you then on that. How is the audio on this radio? Because I've been using this radio for a couple of different reasons. Brian ZRI told me that the choo-choo train wasn't in the background anymore. Can you confirm? KELX Friday.
Yeah, so in I heard you guys the other day. I've been monitoring on and off, but I did hear you guys the other day, and I was shocked when I heard you were on the choo-choo train radio. You sounded great. I will say I do hear it a little bit. It's very faint in the background, but I do hear it a little bit. But it's really faint, not nearly as pronounced as it used to be. But honestly, to me, it just sounds like, interference of some kind. That's kind of why I was having you try to test it away from your QTH. But it's possible it's getting interference from something that you carry with you, like your cell phone, or something else is causing it. And that's why, we hear it sometimes more so than others. So maybe if your phone is right by the radio, we hear it. But if it's not, then we don't. So it's hard to say. But, yeah, I do hear it a small amount in the background.
That's strange. So either way, I mean, it's still a usable radio, so obviously I'm not going to throw it out. But I had the other one on charge, so I just popped in here, and I was curious. And he was like, no, I don't hear it. And I was like, that's so weird. Normally my phone's in my pocket, and like right now my phone's in my pocket, but I don't know where my phone was when I did that QSL.
Gotcha. Well, remind me, what kind of radio is it that's potentially picking up this interference? And then just for chagrin, take your phone and put it in the other room and go back to where you're at now and try talking and maybe we can narrow it down to something that you have with you but is like a proximity-related issue. Because you did sound great the other day, and there's been plenty of times I've heard you on this radio, and it sounded fine. But then there's the small handful of times that I do hear it. And then, once again, do try to remind me what type of radio that is, just because I'm curious of what I would think the grounding and, isolation of other frequencies would be like. Are you using a stock antenna and stuff like that? But this is KE8WUO over to KE8LAX.
Okay, so that is without the phone in my close proximity. That is currently with my phone in the other room, and it is a Retivis RB22. And right now I'm using a knockoff Nagoya, one of those tall ducky antennas right now. The stock antenna I have somewhere because this is only a UHF radio. Over to you, John.
Gotcha. Yeah, I still hear it just the same, so I don't think moving the phone made any difference. But I guess, I don't know, that was wishful thinking. But I'd be curious what it sounds like. Were you using that same antenna the other day when we couldn't hear it at all?
That's correct. I have not changed it. It's had this antenna on it probably for about the last 3 weeks.
Gotcha. Interesting. Yeah, I don't know. That one, you don't have like a weird configuration sometimes, like with a speaker mic and not with a speaker mic. I feel like you did, and we tried it both ways, and it still had the same effect. So, yeah, I'm not sure what would be causing that, especially if you move to a different location. I don't know. Confusing.
I mean, I'm not worried about it. I have a much, much better radio now. But, yeah, we've tried it with speaker mic, without speaker mic. When I was really having the problem, I went to Blake's Apple Orchard, and so I tested there in the parking lot, and he gave me a report of the same. So I kind of crossed out local interference, but however,
I don't know. But either way, this is, it works for now. I could grab the other one off the charger, really, but I'm not entirely too worried about it, as long as it's not annoying anybody horribly.
Gotcha, yeah. You know, I kind of wonder, maybe it's picking up background noise, and when you're in a really quiet environment, or if you're talking really close to the microphone, because it's on the transmit, so I wouldn't, you know, it's strange, because interference, it would be weird on the transmit, because it would be, like, injecting into your signal, and that, I don't know, that doesn't, I don't know how that works, but I'm no expert, but yeah, I wonder if it's, like, a noise canceling, or maybe, like, when it is really quiet where you're at, you hear it more, but when there's more background noise, it do you have any kind of, like, you know, some noise canceling turned on or anything like that that would, I don't know, let's see, again, that doesn't really make sense to me, so, yeah, I don't know, I'm gonna leave it to the experts.
Yeah, I'll chalk it up to one of the world's unsolved mysteries, that's all good. So, but, how's your project going that you were working on the other day?
So I assume you're referring to the add-in, and it's going really well. Last week was a little bit of a struggle because I've been building it, and it works just fine in the test environment. But when I deployed it to the laptop, I noticed that there was a few errors that I was getting that I finally worked out. That it was kind of hard to explain what was happening, but I know what it is now, and I fixed it. So, and then I got it to do something really cool. It's like every 7 days, basically, it will download the FCC database and the entire thing, and then it parses all the files, because when you download the FCC database, it comes in a zip file with a bunch of DAT files inside of it, and each one of those DAT files contains like a portion of the FCC database, and I was able to basically cherry pick the ones I wanted, which is three of them. It's like the EN, the HD, and the AM DAT files. And I'm able to basically merge them together into one database, save that to a SQLite database, and then query it on demand. And I'm able to, like, really quickly sort or pull in kind of all the data and have a stale database that we can rely on for when we're offline. And it replaces itself every 7 days. And it's, you know, so it's not super stale. I made a couple variants of it where, you know, I can pull up all of Michigan, I can pull up the whole country, but it opens each state in a different sheet because there'd be too many rows. There's like 1.6 million, you know, files in the database or entries, rows. You can't open those all in one Excel sheet. So long story short, it opens each one onto its own sheet. You can filter it by date. You can, you know, it makes a table. So, but then I have another way where I can just pull in just the new hams within the last week, within the last 2 weeks, within the last 3 weeks, all the way up to the last year. That's really cool because once it pulls in the FCC database, then I can, like, pull in any large amount of data within seconds, and then I can also use that for our, I'm running out of time. Sorry, I was rambling on, and I met the timer of the repeater there, but yeah, I don't know. If you let me, I'll talk your head off all about it, so I'll pan it over to you.
That's okay. We'll catch up in person about it. I know you, we had talked when I met up with you, we had talked about, me potentially, catching up on some of the stuff you're doing, and it sounds, It sounds really interesting, so I would definitely be interested in that at some point. Obviously, no rush. We're still getting stuff together, but I definitely would be interested in that.
Yeah, so I would like to, because that was one of the issues I ran into is I was writing it on one computer, and it's like, you know, I forget what it's called, but you have like the 86 and the 64 platform, and it was basically only written for the one, and so I had to create another like repository of files and variations for both platforms, and that was one of the issues I was running into. But it's good, you know, to have something else to deploy it to before we need it, and I can work on those issues while it's, you know, kind of in its infancy before I get too far. So I would like to, you know, potentially bounce it off of your laptop and or your computer or both or whatever, and you know, see if you run into any issues with it at all. But then you and I could start kind of playing with it on the net control part, and you know, try the co-authoring, make sure that works, and all that kind of stuff. So, but yeah, it's a fun project. It's a blast. I have all kinds of crazy ideas that I need to incorporate into it. But it's close. It has, like, you know, right now I'm working on kind of the fundamentals of like a raw database so that it can run offline if we needed to, of, you know, the FTP database, and then I'll use the QRZ as a fallback, you know, especially for a Canadian check-in, because we won't get any Canadian call signs from the FCC database, so that's something I'll need to consider. And then I want to get our membership kind of ironed in and get a database for that so that we can pull from that, so we're not relying on FCC data for, like, names, because we like to call Wally instead of Walter, and William, you know, Will instead of William, and place, things like that. So we're gonna that'll, and then we also need to get the tactical call signs working too. So we're gonna kind of look at our membership roster first, then the FCC database, and then QRZ if we have to. So we got a good approach. It's just gotta lay all the fundamentals out first. So yeah, if you're testing it out, let me know.
Yeah, I'm definitely interested, and we'll call it beta testing instead of infancy. We'll call it beta testing. But yeah, I'm definitely interested in helping out.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, because just hopefully gonna make it all the less painful rolling out. So it's kind of a cool little add-in. But, all right, well, I'll let you go. Hopefully, Brian's still out there driving around somewhere.
Right before you called me, he messaged me, and, he doesn't seem to be able to get into the mile repeater, or he doesn't think it's working. And he said that he lost us at Rose City. So I'm assuming that he's either at or close to his destination.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, hopefully he doesn't get snowed in up there, because I know we got 4 to 7 inches coming our way tomorrow night. So that's kind of interesting. I wasn't really looking forward to 4 to 7 inches of snow and doing all that shoveling and whatnot. But so hopefully everyone's got their snow blowers up and running and got gas and salt. Because it sounds like it's also going to freeze right afterwards. And so if you kind of want to get out there and shovel and throw salt down, and otherwise you might end up with a sheet of ice all next week.
That reminds me, I got to go out to the garage and put the plow on my tractor. But, yeah, I'm not really looking forward to it as well.
Yeah, at least you got a plow, though. I mean, we have a nice snowblower, so that really helps. But we live in the city. I would love a four-wheeler with a plow. It just doesn't make sense for the city. But, I mean, it does. It's just, I don't know. It would be cool to just sit down the sidewalk and get everybody on both sides of the street and have a little bit of fun on the four-wheeler. But, I don't know. I got other things I need to buy than a four-wheeler just to have fun with in the snow.
Fair enough. Well, mine's the riding tractor. It has a plow attachment, so I take the cutting deck off of it and strap the plow to it. So it's a little more suitable for the city, if you will. KDA LAX RID.
Yeah, I don't know. If you saw where I live, it doesn't really make sense to have a tractor in the city either, you know. But for me, anyway, you're more rural than I am, so. But you might live in a subdivision, but maybe you have property or something more so than I do, for sure. But yeah, I don't know. The four-wheeler would be fun. I mean, that would be an all-season toy, and that would be like my equivalent to a tractor. That would be all I would need out here, but maybe one of these days, but not anytime soon.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm kind of in a subdivision. I mean, it's not one of those cookie cutter subdivisions, but it's rural enough that none of the neighbors are going to care if I'm out there at 9 o'clock with a riding lawnmower, plowing the sidewalks. Especially if I catch a couple extra neighbor sidewalks, they might appreciate it more.
I was wondering if we should volunteer to do some shoveling for some of our members that can't quite get out there and do it for themselves or others. But I have a feeling I'm the only one that's volunteering, so I've held back.
I wouldn't necessarily be against it. Just I've got time constraints, so. For the longer distance people, I don't know who's up this way, kind of, sort of, that would need something like that, except for maybe Tim.
Yeah, I think it would be just a nice gesture. Not that, I think Tim could probably do it. I think he's pretty able-bodied and all that, I think, but there's... Like Tom would be a good, but I don't know his situation really, but there's some people that could probably use some help this time of year, and if they're in the ham community, I'd hate to leave them out, and have them stranded or stuck at home, especially with what's coming. So, but yeah, I don't know, just something to think about. I might throw something on Discord if I'm feeling froggy tomorrow. Or Sunday, we'll see. Froggy after the meeting, but we'll see. Or the breakfast. I might, that nice full breakfast of mine might make me feel generous.
Well, I'm sure if you, I'm sure that if you mention it and bring it up, a lot of people have a tendency to not come forward until someone speaks up. Just general observation and experience.
So what are you up to tonight? Some flight simulator? What is the other one I see you doing? Fortnite? You playing some Fortnite today?
KEA LAX returning. Sorry about that. My other AT, the battery died on it, and it gave me no warning. And as soon as it gives you the low battery warning, it does not let you transmit.
Gotcha. Well, I guess that's good to know. It's a shame that there's no warning. I wonder if that's something you can look at in the menus for like a 20% battery life warning or something, because that seems like a pretty significant oversight.
it's kind of a crap radio, to be honest. And I bought it from a guy on Marketplace, and I paid, I think, $25 for it. So it really doesn't matter. There's not a whole lot of settings for it. But, I might play a little bit of Fortnite tonight, just because this season's almost over and I'm trying to get, the season is The Simpsons, so I'm trying to get all the skins and crap from the past. But other than that, no, I probably won't play Sim tonight. But right now I'm working on all the pictures that were taken for the meeting. I'm working on those right now.
K-E-8-W-U-O. Gotcha. Sounds like fun. It's kind of a good, you know, I just accidentally unkeyed, but kind of a good weekend with the holiday weekend to, you know, kind of relax and, you know, have a little bit of fun this weekend, hopefully, and get back to the grind next week. That might be a little bit of what I do, is go have some fun with the doggos. And I do want to get the emails out so we can start using those. And then I think I can work on a few things later, especially the add-in. The add-in can wait till the very last minute for the most part. But yeah, sounds good. Sounds like fun. I look forward. I haven't played video games in a while, but I've kind of been quietly waiting for that Grand Theft Auto to come out. But it'll be interesting to see if it sucks me back into the video gaming world. I kind of don't think it will, but that's the one game that might do it. But just, I don't know why. The game's just always entertaining, just driving around. And I don't know. Seems like it'd be fun. But that, and I used to like Battlefield and Black Ops, you know, playing zombies in the original games. I miss those days. Battlefield was always fun, too. But my brother's playing this new Battlefield, and that looks like...
in the game. And Fortnite, every season, your level resets. So you don't stay, you know, 5 times prestiged forever.
Gotcha. My brother plays that one a lot, too. He hasn't been playing it as much lately. But it's interesting how that map always refreshes, and it's like a brand new game again. And it's amazing what they can do and how they can change the environment like that quickly and easily. It's pretty cool. Those Fortnite games are interesting. I watch them play when I'm eating dinner or something, but I have not ever once played any Fortnite. I just got to the gas station. I'm going to run inside and grab a drink, and I'll be right back. So I'll be clear for like 5 minutes. K-E-8-W-U-O.
K-E-8-O-X, standing by.
K-E-8-W-U-O. Great wise one.
K-E-8-W-U-O, K-E-8-O-X.
So where were we? Talking about Fortnite and not being able to, I forget the term you said about how it kind of does, you don't get to stay at that prestige level. What do? You got to start over from scratch, or you just got to stay active in the game and then you maintain?
So it's not a pay-to-play game. You can buy skins and stuff, but nothing makes you better. It's strictly about skill. And each season that comes out, so they do it by chapters and seasons, and each season that comes out, you start back at zero, and then you work your way, like this Simpsons seasons is only a 50-level season, so you pretty much get out all the stuff by level 50, because it was a short season. But now this next season's coming up, I think, tomorrow, and everybody will start back at zero, and then they'll be able to work on
the new season. And when you start into like a battle royale match, you don't get a preset loadout. You drop in and then you scavenge for your weapons. You typically start with nothing.
Gotcha. Well, that sounds interesting. That's kind of how I remember my brother playing Fortnite, is like you land on the map with nothing, but as time goes on, you find a bunch of treasure chests and whatnot and acquire things and then ask people.
I
definitely haven't keyed up, or haven't asked the gas station, sorry, but yeah, I don't know. Sounds like an interesting... I didn't really realize that it reset like that every so often. I knew the map changed, but I didn't really realize that there was more to it.
Yeah, and, you know, there's different game modes and stuff like that. Like, there's Blitz, and then there's also Zero Build, because in the original Battle Royale, you could build, like, your own structures in mid-game, and that just drives me nuts. So they have a Zero Build mode for Battle Royale, and then they have, a mode called Blitz, and it's a smaller map with less amount of people. They drop you in, and it's very fast-paced, and usually they'll start you with a random assortment of weapons and stuff, but that's a specific game mode that you play. But, no, I like that because, you know, if I don't get a chance to play for a month, I can jump back in, and like I said, you know, I'm not the worst, you know, the worst person in the game, but I know some of those other games you can buy different weapons and different loadouts, and those weapons can, you know, directly affect your ability to succeed.
Yeah, my brother plays the no build version because I've seen, you know, he complains like these new kids, these young kids, they're just experts with the build, and they can win a game just by building pretty much, you know, and it's pretty wild the way that all looks, and I don't know how people figure out where someone is when they're building and like how to build around. I don't know. That game gets wild. So I say that for the new kids, even like the Battlefields and all that. Like I'm just not competitive with the younger generation. But I guess that's what happens. You get old and slow and dumb.
No, the trick is you get old and wise and decide it's not worth trying to keep up with them. But, yeah, I don't know. That's why I like Zero Build. It reminds me a lot of similar to, like your Battlefield and Modern Warfare and stuff like that. But it's also easier and it's kind of goofy. It's more laid back. And although there is some of these kids that are, like, really, really good, and it's like, oh, my God, okay, I'm hating this for a moment. But generally, I'll hop on with a buddy or something. We'll play for, you know, a couple hours and then call it a day. And that's what I like about it. A lot of people are like, oh, it's a little kid's game. Yeah, but it's kind of fun. And they give you some cool stuff for winning. But there's some seasons that I might only go winning, like, 5 matches the whole season. And some of those seasons will go, like, 3 months. So it's not really competitive for me. It's more fun. Those other games, they get competitive for me, so I try not to get involved with them too much.
Yeah, I hear that. It seems like it would be really hard to win those because you know out of like 100 people, you have to be the last, and that's not an easy thing. My brother, you know, he sometimes wins. Sometimes he wins when he's playing solo, and more often he wins when he's playing with a couple of his buddies. But you know, more often than not, you know, you don't place first.
Actually, in my experience, I end up doing better in single player
Because a lot of times when you have a team to back you up, it's more difficult. The one thing that always gets me is if I don't pay attention to what mode I'm in, sometimes I'll accidentally load in under, like, duos or trios as a single player, and that's fun when you're one person trying to take out teams of three. Yeah, that's one of those, oopsie, why is everybody in a team and I'm not?
That sounds like something I would do by accident for, like, a really long time and just, like, I don't know why everyone likes this game. I can't even stay alive for 5 minutes. As soon as I kill one guy, it seems like two other guys come out of the woodwork, and they know I'm there somehow. but, yeah. Well, I just got home. I will probably sign off here, and we'll talk again Sunday.
Sounds good. Good to hear from you. We'll say 73s, and we'll catch you on Sunday. This is KE8LAX.
KE8WUO, we'll be clear, 73.
KE8LAX, KCKJO.
KCKJO, KE8LAX, please stand by.
KE8LAX. Hey, Dean, I was just checking and seeing if are you going to be at the festivities on Sunday morning with your better half.
That is the plan. I heard you're bringing your wife, and Dave's bringing his wife. So, yeah, mine and my better half will likely be there unless something drastic changes.
Sounds good. Rachel's going to be attending the festivities, too. So.
Sounds good. Yeah, my wife just piped up in the background and goes, yeah, unless we get snowed in.
Yeah, we should be okay. I think we're maybe going to get 2 to 4 by what looks at the forecast. Everything to the west of us is going to get a little bit more heavier dump, but I say at least, four, you know, at least a maximum, maybe 4.
Fair enough. I'm not too worried, but that does remind me. I know I said it to John, and then I completely forgot again. I gotta go down there and make sure the snowblower starts and swap over the plow. Not like I'll probably need the plow this time, but it's probably best to do it now in case I run into issues than to do it late when I really, really need it.
Yeah, that would be a smart move on your part if you did it now, you know, as soon as you could.
Fair enough. You know, while it's fresh on my mind, I think I'm gonna go do that. So I will be seeing you Sunday. I'm sure I'll talk to you before then, but I'll be seeing you on Sunday, and I'll say 7-3s for the time being. This is KE8LAX. So be clear on your final.
Sounds good, sir. 73. Go take care of that snowblower. I'll talk to you later. KCKJO.
KC8KJO, KE8LAX, with a very brief question.
KC8KJO, go ahead, Dean.
For your photo, do you want the one with glasses or without glasses?
I wear glasses all the time, so maybe we'll do it that way.
Sounds good. That was my thought. Thank you very much. KE8LAX, clear.
KC8KJO.
KE8LAX, KE8ZRI. Hey, Brian, I'm in the garage. I think I heard you call for me. This is KE8LAX.
Awesome. It works for my my house up north. I couldn't figure out why I couldn't get through earlier, but I lost everybody in Rose City. But I don't know. I think I'm on the Hackleberg repeater. 20 watts with the magma antenna on top of my refrigerator.
Very nice. Well, you're getting in real good, so that's definitely a plus.
I'm out here in the middle of nowhere. There's nothing around me, and to hear that this radio works is awesome. Let you get back to whatever you were doing. I just want to say hello. 73s, this is KE8ZRI up north in Atlanta. And we are listening.
Sounds good, Brian. Sorry, I'm in the process of moving stuff around in the garage to get the snowblower and plow and everything going.
But yeah, I'm surprised that the Mayo's not working for you and your programming. But either way, no matter what it is, you're sounding good in here.
Okay, thanks a lot, Dean.
Not a problem. 7-3s. Have a good rest of your night, Brian. K8LAX clear.
Hey, Brian, did you get any snow up there yet? W8EAP.
We got maybe three inches, I'd say. We got about 3 inches up here in Atlanta. But there wasn't much snow on the way up there. We just seen a little bit in the grass, and then when we got off up.
Yeah, we're heading up to St. Helens tomorrow on my webcam. It looks like we got about 3 inches or so. St. Helens supposed to get, starting tomorrow afternoon, it's supposed to pick up. So I'm hoping to do a teeny bit of snowmobiling when I get up there.
You were breaking up a little bit. I couldn't copy all of that, but I got about 75% of it. And yeah, they're coming up to St. Helens tomorrow, do it in the morning, because in the afternoon there's snow supposed to hit, and there's supposed to be, I think, a few inches.
Yeah, you're dropping out there, too. I'm not that far from the repeater, so I don't know who was dropping out. But, yeah, that's what I'm doing. Heading up early as I can tomorrow. But I hope to do a teeny bit of snowmobiling there Saturday night. But I got to get my snow blower out and all that. I didn't think we're going to get snow this early. So, otherwise, I would have brought the snow blower out last time I was up 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, well, this year looks a little bit different. I think we're going to have lots of snow this year.
Yep. I won't be doing any sledding for a couple months, going in for surgery next week. So that's why I wanted to do a little sledding. Saturday, maybe Sunday. But after that, I won't be getting on a sled for probably till March. But, you know, Michigan, we could get some decent snow in March, end of February, beginning of March. Who knows?
Brian, the problem's on your end. You're Nick 121 last time. You're right on the edge. Eric is Nick 90, so he's good into Mount Clemens, but you're on the edge of Heckleburg there, Brian. Okay, we got SWR, just FYI.
Hey, SWR, go ahead.
Yeah, I said it's right on the edge. It actually puts you in a different talker at that time, too. So, Eric is front of Mount Clemens. He's neg 90. But your last transmission, you were neg 121, so you're right almost on. You're on the edge. And almost, you are on the edge of Heckleburg. Just FYI, I got to jump back. Go. Keep it up, here.
He's big.
Yep. Thanks, Jeff. I figured I was pretty good in the system, running about 20 watts right now. I'm in Shelby Township, so I should be in there pretty good. I don't think the Mayo tower is going to be, I think that's down permanently.
Well, I probably know it. Rose City and had nothing up until Atlanta. When we got to Atlanta, I was there, but I couldn't tell it was coming. There was some traffic.
Eric, where is he at?
Oh man, I forgot. It says Harrison, but I think he's by Atlanta.
Yeah, Heckleburg's probably the only choice he's got. Yeah, all right. I got to jump out. Keep it up, here.
WEAP programming a new DMR radio. That's for some activity, but working on a non-standard code plug. I can't put my OpenGD77 universal code plug in this radio, so. Anywho, all right, stand by.
KBA-SWR, this is KEA-LAX. No need for a response, but that is correct. He is in Atlanta.
Hi, guys. Thanks for coming back to me. 73 to all. This is KEA-SWR. 88ZRI, I'm going to be listening.
But that's about it. KEA-LAX monitoring.
Hey, Eric. KEA-LAX. Good job. Yeah, just playing with a new radio here, and I have a sign need to be sent it, so I'll see if you're nervous, but the radio seems to work okay.
Yeah, it's working pretty good. You do have some packet loss. You're breaking up a little bit, but you are getting in there. I do copy you.
Yeah, I don't need you right now, so maybe this is a teeny bit better. I don't know.
Yeah, a little bit. You're not fully dropping out. It's just little quick blips. But like you said, you're on an HT, and I think you said earlier you were running 20 watts before. So it's from where you're at, a little bit higher power is probably necessary.
Maybe the conditions. I have a 2-watt DMR that I can enter this repeater with no problem. For the same stuff. Let me try. Different antenna.
Copy that, KEA, all there standing by.
Okay, let me try this antenna right here. Check.
That sounded a little bit better on my end. Is anybody else out there that can confirm? Nothing heard. Yeah, it sounded a little bit better. So, but yeah, you're getting in. What radio did you program?
This one's a DM32. I got several HTs, like I said, it could be just weather conditions tonight, but I just haven't finished the code plug on here because it's not GD77, so I don't have a universal code plug to put in it, but you sound great at it.
I do like that DM32. I borrowed one from RO when I had an issue with mine, and I really do like that DM32. I know it's a cheap little knockoff, but it's actually a pretty decent radio. Are you running it on 5 watts, or are you running on, what is it, 8 or 10 watts it can do?
Make sure you got your talker alias turned off.
Yeah, I'm just playing. I'm just starting your program on this way. Thanks a lot for the quick I'll be messaging this. I'll be finishing it up later.
Dean, is he breaking up to you, or is it just on my end?
No, that last one, he was breaking up a bit. Now, do you see anything about his talker alias? Because I know on my other, on the DM32, it would tell me, but on this BTEC 6X2, it doesn't tell me.
I don't know. He was just breaking up here like he had talker alias on. I wasn't watching Seabridge.
Fair enough. I knew there was issues with talker alias. I did not realize that it could cause you to break up like that. So that's good to know. Appreciate it. KEA-LAX.